What they filed in court was vexatious. And I'm not surprised the judge says it was unmeritorious. Why were they doing this? Why were they trying to injunct a process which for about 184 days, these people are not represented? Is that the interest of the NPP? Is that what they did? You remember what happened in 2020, after the 2020 election? Mm. 4 years, Saul didn't have a representation. Is that the kind of democracy you want to practice in Ghana? Look, this matter, I'm surprised they even went to court. I'm sure we are going to go into the matter. Several IPAC meetings, the last one, which we managed to resolve and ended up with these 19 polling stations. The MPP participated in each of these processes. They knew the outcome of the decision even before it was announced. The whole thing started from 62 polling stations, not even 37. And that's what I'm saying, that a lot of people are not privy to this information. That the matter is not even about 37, it's about 62 polling stations. Mm. After the December 8th declaration, we ended up having problem with 62 polling stations. So when it came back around December 24th to do the recollation, at that point, when all of us agreed that we didn't have the pen sheet, interestingly enough, the MPP had 25 carbon copies. Our problem is with scan copies, not carbon copies, because carbon copies are given to political parties at the polling station. So if your opponent has a carbon copy, it's as good as you also having the same. So you can defer to them. So when they brought the 25 carbon copies, that brought it down to the 37 from the 62. So when we accepted this and said, fine, we have no problem. Since the 25 is part of this 62, take it out. Collate that one. They did that. Then it now left with 37, which is their scan copies. They brought the scan copies. That's why we had issues with them. And said the 37, they are, no, we are not going to agree to any scan copies. Because we can't trust MPP. So when they brought their 37 scan copies the last time and they did it, the Electoral Commission were being magnanimous. In fact, they also did something good at that point. Although we had difficulties with them, called the presiding officers to come and authenticate the scan copies. We had issues with it. We think that the presiding officers could have been compromised. But the EC stood its ground. Interestingly, only 18 of them were able to authenticate the 37 they brought, saying that these 18 are from S. We conducted the election. These are the results. Actually, what you brought are correct. At this 19, oh yeah, nobody's going to accept it. Nobody could accept the 19. So on the basis, we said, fine, the last IPAC meeting, we said, okay, if 18 were accepted by your presiding officers, take the 18, add it to the tally.